536, proclaim May 30 through June 12 to be 32nd Annual Great Blue Heron Week.
Is Mike Houck here?
Yeah.
I know I saw him earlier.
Yeah, he's here.
There he is. Come on up, Mr. Houck.
Mike Houck and friend.
All right. While Mike is coming up, I want to read a proclamation on behalf of the Portland City Council and the City of Portland. This is, of course, Blue Heron Week, and in a moment, Mike is going to introduce us to a friend. Whereas the great blue heron is a majestic symbol of the City of Portland's efforts to restore, protect, and sustain ecologically healthy habitats for fish and wildlife and for the enjoyment of people across the region. And whereas Portland Parks and Recreation is the proud owner of 50 acres of Ross Island and are conducting ecological restoration on the island. And whereas the Bureau of Environmental Services adopted its new 10-year strategic plan, continuing their commitment to watershed health and green infrastructure. And whereas the city has launched a major restoration effort in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to improve fish and wildlife habitat at the 160-acre Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge. And whereas the city has adopted innovative wildlife strategies, including a new eco-roof mandate and bird-safe building requirements for the central city, and will continue to build upon these efforts by developing a light pollution ordinance. And whereas the city's Central Reach River Plan expands the Willamette River Greenway to 50 feet, sets ambitious targets for riverbank restoration, and whereas the city will update its floodplain management program to comply with the new federal requirements to protect salmon, to improve the ecological benefits of the river, and to increase resiliency in the face of climate change. And whereas the South Reach of the Willamette River Planning by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability will set a new, renewed vision and strengthen connections to the river. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 30th through June 12th to be 32nd Annual Great Blue Heron Week in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this week. And colleagues, as we are often graced today, we are again graced by Mike Houck, who has been one of this city's great environmental leaders, and he's here to introduce us to his friend. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler.
Thanks for being
here.
And
commissioners. Yeah, 1986, then Mayor Bud Clark gave a presentation welcoming address to Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Managers. And I think some of you are aware that he continues to be a canoeing enthusiast and a duck hunter. And he must have mentioned great blue herons 10 or 15 times during his presentation. So I took the opportunity to grab him on the way out of the Hilton Hotel and suggested we should have a city bird, the great blue heron. And he did say, whoop, whoop. And 2 weeks later, we had a proclamation. And this may sound trivial to some people, but the fact of the matter is, as with today, this is the 32nd time I've been here, it's provided us with an opportunity to interact with you and with city staff to reflect on all of the great work that has been done already to ensure herons will be around in another 50 or 100 years, and, as you noted in the proclamation, what we intend to do to continue that work. To that end, each year we put on a number of events. Tomorrow night, Commissioner Fish will be present for Tim Beatley's Biophilic Cities presentation at Portland State University. Each year we do a canoe trip, kayak trip around Ross Island, which I would invite all of you to participate in on June 10th. I've listed a number of other activities that we hold during this week. Each year, I also read a poem from William Stafford. Unfortunately, Kim Stafford, who was just appointed Poet Laureate for the State of Oregon, had to leave, so I will once again read it in Kim's absence. I will mention that Kim said that this is the only poem he actually saw William Stafford when he was poet laureate for the state of Oregon Wright. They were together in a motel room, apparently, in Washington, D.C., and William Stafford said, I have to write this poem. I got to get it back to Hauk. And so he was actually quite pleased to be able to be here this morning. Unfortunately, he had to leave, as I said. So what I'd like to do is close by simply reading the poem, which, quite frankly, I was hoping he would read, because I get kind of teared up when I read it. It is such a spectacular comment on the importance of nature in the city of Portland. So I'll do my best to get through it.
Thanks, Mike.
Spirit of Place, Great Blue Heron. Out of their loneliness for each other, two reeds, or maybe two shadows, lurch forward and become suddenly a life lifted from the dawn or the rain. It is the wilderness come back again, a lagoon with our city reflected in its eye. We live by faith in such presences. It is a test for us, that thin but real undulating figure that promises, if you keep faith, I will exist at the edge where your vision joins the sunlight and the rain. Heads in the light, feet that go down in the mud where the truth is. William Stafford.
That's beautiful. And you gave us a handout. Is this actually the original?
That's his original.
The original.
Yep.
Oh, that's impressive.
And I did, I can't remember who requested a couple years ago, submit the original to the city archives to make sure it was in the archives.
That's great. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, how many years have you done this?
This is the 32nd year.
It's really extraordinary. Could you take your crystal ball out for a sec and just give us a sense? Let's say 10 years from now, if all the forces that you've helped unleash come together and continue to move forward, what might Ross Island look like?
Yeah, my relationship with Ross Island goes back to 1979 when I was testifying before city council to have the Great Blue Heron colony protected with a 350-foot buffer. And actually at that hearing, Charles Jordan, who was city commissioner at the time, interrupted me and asked if that was the same bird that came into his backyard and ate his koi. Fortunately, they did, in fact, put the buffer around the heron colony, and of course, 6 or 7 years ago, bald eagles moved in and the herons had to move out. That's a very interesting question. As you know, the city now owns about 50 acres and is engaged in a lot of restoration. I'm hopeful that we can have more interaction with Ross Island, sand and gravel, and look more seriously at expanding the restoration that they are currently undertaking as part of Superfund, perhaps. I could imagine additional funds to go beyond the minimum that Ross Island Sand and Gravel has been asked to complete, which they're pretty far behind schedule right now, actually. So I'm hopeful that we would have an island that has significantly more shallow water habitat and emergent wetlands and riparian habitat to go with Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge and the Holgate Channel. That's probably about 350 or 400 acres of incredible habitat in the heart of the city. And I'm also hopeful that we have a lot more protection and restoration on the banks of the Willamette River itself.
Thank you. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for doing this for 32 years and for all you've done over your career for really opening nature in our city to everyone. You make it really hands-on and easy, and you've underscore the value of our environment. So thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Actually, I will say that in 1982, when I became urban naturalist at Audubon Society, I was told by most of the local planners, one in particular in Clackamas County, that there is no place for nature in the city. That's where we started in 1982, and I think we've come a long ways, thankfully.
Indeed. Well, Mike, thanks to your leadership, nature in the city is actually one of our defining characteristics. So thank you for that. Thanks for continuing the fight.
Great.
Very good. Would you mind if we have a photographer?
I think it'd be great. I'd love it.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, yeah, we can go back here.